Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, August 24. Coming up, Prime Minister encourages Jamaicans to secure proof of land ownership. Development Bank of Jamaica urges MSMEs to utilize credit enhancement facility. And 15 students benefit from NCB Foundation's ICON Scholarship Program. The details after the break.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging Jamaicans to secure proof of ownership for properties they acquire. Mr. Holness says the process of securing a title has been made easier through the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP.
In order to build a strong economy and improve the quality of life for our citizens, we must give our people security of ownership wherever possible. Your title is an asset that can be used to secure your future and that of your children. Engage the process of getting your title.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a handing over ceremony at Jamaica House on Tuesday. Over 600 titles have been issued under LAMP since the start of the 2016-2017 financial year. Mr. Holness says the program is on track to surpass its target of 1,200 titles before May 2017. He adds that LAMP recognizes and continues to address issues with subdivisions and informal land inheritance, especially in rural parts of the country. The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is urging micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to take advantage of its credit enhancement facility. Under the program, the DBJ will stand as guarantor for MSMEs seeking to obtain loans from financial institutions. Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, says the facility was crafted specifically to help spur growth within the MSME sector.
We will guarantee 50% of your loan up to a maximum of $15 million. However, it gets even better. If your loan is $6 million and below, we will guarantee up to 80% of your loan. The DBJ will guarantee 80% of that loan, or $5 million of the $6 million, to enable you to get your loan if you do not have enough security.
Mr. Reynolds says the DBJ provides MSMEs with a wide range of services to help boost productivity and realize growth potential. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, will be expanding its security management courses and programs with the launch of the Cyber and Global Supply Chain Security Programs. Executive Director at the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says the aim is to reach every corner of the globe. He says the CMI is working with international and leading industry groups in order to integrate its programs.
All of our degree programs are underpinned by professional bodies worldwide. We cannot have a single-type tertiary education system. We now have, it's about niche markets. It's about collaborating with other institutions. I want to see a greater integration, people moving across the tertiary education sector and developing skills and competence along the way that they can now utilize.
Dr. Pinnock was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the CMI aims to secure sustainable growth and development for the institution and Jamaica. And 15 students have benefited from scholarships under the National Commercial Bank, NCB Foundation's Innovative, Creative, Outstanding, and Nationalistic, or ICON, program. Another 56 students are expected to receive grants under the initiative. The scholarship, launched on August 18, aims to provide opportunities for students pursuing studies in non-traditional fields such as engineering, fashion designing, computer science, agricultural science, animation, logistics, and supply chain management.
We wanted to give them a fair chance among themselves and their peers. And so the reasoning behind that is to say to them, you're bright and you're bold enough to step forward and to go into an area of discipline that is not popular and that is required for the future, and we are here to support you.
Manager of Corporate Brand, Communications and Philanthropy at NCB, Belinda Williams. The ICON Scholarship Program is divided into three categories. The ICON Gold Scholarship, valued at $120,000, awarded annually for the duration of study. The ICON Silver Grant, valued at $100,000. And ICON Bronze, a one-off grant of $75,000. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.